Unusually severe rains began falling on September 1st in Burkina Faso, depositing about one quarter of the country's annual rainfall on the capital Ouagadougou in just one day. The rains have caused widespread displacement, with an estimated 150,000 people affected. UN humanitarian spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says about 48,000 people are living in schools, churches, and other public buildings. She says the number of people staying with host families has significantly increased to at least 40,000.
Les conditions sont extrêmement précaires dans ces lieux d'hébergement puisque les
Beers says conditions in these shelters are extremely precarious. She says the sanitary conditions are terrible. There are not enough latrines or showers. She says the shelters are overcrowded, so men are sleeping outdoors to allow women and children to use the buildings. She says non-food items such as tents, cook sets, mosquito nets, and blankets are in short supply. But Burkina Faso is not the only West African country struggling with the ravaging effects of the floods. The United Nations reports 11 countries now are struggling to find accommodations, food, water, and other essential items for their homeless populations. The World Food Program is distributing food to flood-affected victims in Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mauritania. WFP spokeswoman Amelia Casella says 125,000 people in Ouagadougou will receive aid.
These are people who were already receiving WFP food through assistance through a voucher program that we had started earlier this year in support of these people and also of the market there. It means they would receive a voucher which they could use to purchase locally produced and local food on the markets, thereby supporting the community's market as well as receiving assistance with food. Now all of these people, most of them, have lost all the food that they received through that voucher program.
Casella says the World Food Program is providing a one-month ration to these people and also is distributing food to homeless people in some of the shelters. In addition, she says the UN agency is providing an initial two-week supply of food to 41,000 people in Niger. She says they were left hungry and homeless after a dike near the northern town of Agadez burst its banks. She notes the Mauritanian border town of Rosso, on the banks of the Senegal River, also has been lashed by heavy rains and devastated by floods. She says the World Food Program is planning to distribute food to about 11,500 people there. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.